Spirit be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading is from Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 30. In verse 31 of Romans chapter 8, you hear, "If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us?" I'd like to single out three things, three key points from today's first reading. The first, St. Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to aid us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought." The Spirit comes to aid us, to give us help, the Holy Spirit. Prayer is not what we do for God. Prayer is not what we do for God, rather what God does in us through the Spirit. Sometimes we have so many struggles, so many things we are thinking about. We do not even have the words to express them. Sometimes we are very tired. We are too lazy to pray. Submit yourself to the Spirit. Ask the Lord. You know, we begin the Mass in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We invite the Holy Spirit. Take control. Express this. You know my needs even before I ask them. The Spirit helps us to pray. It is not what we do for God, rather what God does in us through the Spirit, because he searches our hearts and knows what is the intention of the Spirit. The second thing is that St. Paul says, "We know that all things work for good for those who love God." All things work for good for those who love God. We have to begin to understand that things happen to us. Nothing happens to us. Rather, everything happens for us. Nothing happens to us. Rather, everything happens for our own good. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? We have to begin to have this outlook that God sees everything. He knows everything, even before they happen. We need to begin to trust and trust in the Spirit to know that nothing happens to us. Rather, everything happens for us. Everything happens for us. Sometimes we look back, you know, some things begin to happen to us. We cannot understand. But with the power of the hindsight, we can say, "Oh, I should have known better. Now I see the work of God, his handwriting." because he writes straight. He alone writes straight on crooked lines. If God be for us, who can be against us? Everything happens for our own good. And the last one, the third thing is, for those he foreknew, he also predestined, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Those he predestined, he also called and justified and glorified. What does that tell us? In life, we are not meant, you know, we don't have to be comfortable. The Word of God is not calling us to be comfortable. Rather, it is calling us to be holy like Christ is holy. And that is why sometimes in life we experience difficulties and trials. They will come. Rather, how do we manage these difficulties, these trials, painful events, situations? How do we turn it around for our own good? Only when we trust in the Spirit. The Spirit comes to help us at those moments as we gather to celebrate the mystery of our salvation. Let us ask the Spirit to transform all those difficulties we experience, and that the Lord may transform them for our own good and help us to see and to be able to give testimonies to his workings in our lives. Amen.